Excitement is building as Mid-America awaits the total solar eclipse on August 21st. Many communities in the so-called Path of Totality are preparing for very large crowds. Illinois wants to turn this celestial event into an opportunity. And joining me by phone is Corey Jobe, the Illinois Director of Tourism. Thank you so much for being with us.
Don, thanks for having me today.
This really is an opportunity, isn't it, for people like you?
Well, it's a great opportunity. It only happens, once in some people's lifetime. The last time there was a total solar eclipse over the United States, the mainland, was in 1979. So this is a great opportunity.
Awful lot going on in Illinois. I mean, clearly, people like yourself, and I'm sure you're a big part of it, given a lot of thought of how to take advantage of this opportunity.
Well, absolutely. NASA has named Southern Illinois the point of greatest duration for the eclipse on August 21st, and then again, it will occur 7 years later. So what we learned from 2017, we'll have another chance in 2024. But along with ourselves here at the Illinois Office of Tourism, we've partnered very closely with our four regional convention and visitor bureaus in Southern Illinois, the Carbondale Tourism Convention and Visitor Bureau, the Williamson County, Illinois Tourism South, and then the Southernmost Convention and Visitor Bureau. All five organizations are working very closely, not only with the communities in Southern Illinois, but NASA itself. And the point of the longest duration, which will last about 2 minutes and 41 seconds, is literally on the main street in Makanda, Illinois, and that's near Giant City State Park, about 25 minutes south of the Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
Well, longest totality, I guess, just means three or four more seconds than any place else, right?
Well, in the tourism industry, you always like to be first or be known for something, and we're going to be known for the longest totality, but you are correct. You know, it's fascinating, too. I've learned so much about the solar eclipse over the last couple of years, and it's fascinating to learn. I've been told by scientists that during that time of the total darkness, that the temperature will also drop about 20 to 25 degrees for 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
So I wish we had one today.
I was just in St. Louis yesterday, and we will welcome that drop in late August for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's move along to some of the other things. You talked about, number one, about how much you've learned about eclipses. What is the importance of them then? Before we do, in fact, move on, what aside from the fact it's going to bring a lot of people to various places in Illinois, what do you see as the scientific value of what we can learn?
Well, the scientific value is, it's something again that many people have not had the chance to experience, and as you mentioned in your opening, when you take a look at the map along the United States, a lot of states are in the path. A lot of people are going to learn something that they've never witnessed in their lifetime before, and luckily we're going to get to see it. A lot of people get to see it again in 2024, and I think just having the ability to the accessibility and upfront opportunity that citizens across the country are going to be able to witness something that you don't get to see often. And, I was talking to folks at the Adler Planetarium here in Chicago last week. They're expecting over 10,000 people alone at the Adler. Talked to folks in St. Louis yesterday. They're expecting many. And it's just a great opportunity to not only introduce citizens of Missouri, Illinois, other states to this scientific phenomenon, but it's bringing an opportunity. It's opening the doors for people from around the world to come to the Midwest and experience really Midwest hospitality in Illinois this summer.
A lot of people are going to be on the move.
Oh, yeah.
In Carbondale, I see from your figures, you're expecting an influx of 50,000 people. I know in Perryville, Missouri, they're expecting 40,000 people to come into that community, which is eight times the population of Perryville, by the way.
Right, absolutely.
That's a lot of people converging on one place, and that's fine, but I think it would create certain problems as well.
Well, I can tell you, and I can speak for Illinois, the region has been planning this now for 3 years, from educating frontline staff at tourist information centers to hotels to gas stations to restaurants, but also working with critical infrastructure services and police, fire, EMT personnel, and just making sure everybody's planned and ready. I mean, this is a big event, one of its kind that hasn't happened for the region in southern Illinois for many, many years, maybe decades. And so everybody is working together. A lot of planning has gone into this. A lot of small business owners and organizations are planning to raise a lot of money and planning to make a lot of revenue, whether it's a local gift shop with merchandise branding the eclipse. What I love about it is it gets the chance for me as the state's tourism director to really talk about all the great assets that we have in the Shawnee National Forest region and the Carbondale and South region, and just sharing what we love about Southern Illinois with the rest of the world.
Yeah, reading your press releases, it's like a travelogue all through that part of Illinois. But just going back to the size of the crowd, is a place like Carbondale really equipped to handle that many people?
Yeah. It is, and I think the importance, NASA will be setting up their shop or camp, I would say, at SIU Carbondale. Saluki Stadium is going to be the location for the watch party. It can hold upwards of 35,000. The campus is very involved. SIU has been involved from the beginning in terms of planning. There are still hotel rooms available in the region. I think in total the region from the Shawnee National Forest up to the Metro East will expect an upwards of 200,000 individuals throughout the weekend and guests. But the region is ready. The region's prepared. What I have really appreciated is our four Convention and Visitor Bureaus in the region have created a brand new website at www.southernillinoiseclipse.com that you can find various dining, lodging options, best routes of transportation. Actually, you can even, there are still availabilities for various watch parties or watch locations around Southern Illinois, and it's a great all-in-one, one-stop shop to gain information about the region. And then we have four tourist information centers along the major interstates in the region that will be open that day and open throughout the weekend, actually, guiding visitors to and from locations.
You know, there have been some suggestions that that because so many people are coming in, prices are going to increase as well as local populations. We've seen some hotel prices, for instance, that are really, they smack almost of gouging.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have an event like this, a once-in-a-lifetime event, people get awfully proud of their pricing. They do, but there are still affordable options available. And I know that I just talked to tourism individuals in the region yesterday, and some of our unique lodging still has availability. There are still some options to view the eclipse, whether that's in Macanda along the main street, the Bald Knob Cross, which sits atop of the hill in the Shawnee National Forest region, has 360-degree views, unobstructed views, and it's a beautiful location. There's still availability there. And many of the unique lodges and camping locations are still available. I mentioned camping because, as you did say, there are some increased pricing at some lodging locations in the region. And there are opportunities for camping, RV, motorhome, campgrounds, and sites that are available as well.
You know, I have to ask you about the most unobstructed view at Bald Knob Cross. I mean, it's an eclipse after all, where most of us will be looking straight up. What's to obstruct otherwise?
Well, you know, it's high above. It's you know, you can see 360 degrees. Yes, you look up, but you won't have a hard time. You won't hurt your neck, strain your neck as much that way. And it's just a great I was down at Bald Knob about a month ago, and they're just buzzing with excitement. I remember when I talked to them a couple of years ago, they're like, how do we plan for this now? And they were nervous back then about how they would get traffic up and down, but they've planned accordingly. Yeah, I was just looking at the hotel vacancy rates in the region. You know, roughly Carbondale has about 550 hotel rooms in itself. There's still about 20% occupancy out there. But again, I go back to the other opportunities for the lodging. And the Des Moines State Fairgrounds, which is the second location for the state fair outside of Springfield's Illinois State Fair. There's availability there in DuCoin, which is a great little community filled with great restaurants and microbrewers. But as you get out and around the Shawnee National Forest region, I'm still hearing of room rates at the mom-and-pop roadside motels for $60 to $70 a night. Some are asking for a two-night minimum stay because the eclipse does happen on a Monday afternoon. But that gives visitors a chance to really experience the Shawnee National Forest country like never before. And that's the exciting part of it.
That's what we call a twofer.
A twofer. You are right.
Now, who has dusted off Ozzy Osbourne to bring him into the act?
Well, only Ozzy Osbourne would want to do a concert during the the total solar eclipse. But a really wonderful and beautiful location outside of Carbondale, about 15 minutes north of Carbondale, is a place called Walker's Bluff. And it's a winery with outdoor views, great restaurants. They are actually producing a four-day music festival that will start on Friday called the Moonstock Music Festival. And the headliner is Ozzy Osbourne. It's going to the winery itself has created a new wine, labeled a new wine. The festival will wrap up on Monday with the Black Sabbath, the front man for Black Sabbath, who will sing Bark at the Moon during the actual. So it's amazing the creativity the region has. Tourism officials were very creative in our marketing, but to get Ozzy Osbourne in Southern Illinois was a pretty big deal, and there's still tickets available for the weekend, and it's pretty exciting.
It sounds like some of those folks though might be thinking it's a lunar eclipse with a, rather than a solar.
That's right.
The winery's very much a part of what's going on as well. I mean, clearly they're licking their chops about
this.
Well,
they are. You know, Don, the oldest wine trail in Illinois is right in the region. The Shawnee Forest, the Shawnee Wine Trail in the Shawnee National Forest has some of the oldest wineries in the state. There's over 110 wineries in Illinois, and over 20 of them are located along the Shawnee Wine Trail, and several of them are having they've created new wines. They're having special label releases. Walker's Bluff is one of those. Starview Vineyards is another, and many others. And the wine trail is just a fun way to connect with small business owners who have a great passion for wine. Also in the region are several makers and artisans. So we have a program called Illinois Made that highlights the makers and the passionate farm-to-fork restaurants and artisans and craft beer, wine, and spirit makers in the state. Many of those are in the Shawnee National Forest region. And while you're at it, you need to take the beauty in of the Shawnee National Forest. There you can hike, bike, horseback, and even zip line. So it's really a complete week or weekend getaway, bookend by the solar eclipse on Monday. And, you know, a lot of people call me and say, when's a good time to go to Southern Illinois? I say the weekend of August 21st, because it's going to be a great chance to experience something unique, but also get a chance to live like a local for 3 to 4 days and experience Southern Illinois.
All of this really shows the cleverness of our entrepreneurial spirit here with all of these vendors learning how to take full advantage of an event like this, to market their wares and do what they do.
Absolutely. And, small business owners rely heavily on the tourism industry for success and continued growth. And they're all ready, and you know what I love about it is, you know, I say here in the Midwest, we're the most welcoming, friendly, hospitable individuals around the country, and people get a chance to see that, and we'll have a lot of eyes and ears, and it's all about marketing the welcome. We want to make sure everybody feels welcome, feels safe, and we hope they'll return wherever they're from and tell their friends and family, and hope that will continue to increase tourism and travel to Southern Illinois for years to come.
And if I may ask, Corey Jobe, where will you be at a little after 1 o'clock on the 21st of August?
Well, I will be in Carbondale, and I plan to be in the region the entire week with my team. And we look forward to – we've got a lot of events planned from the Illinois Office of Tourism and really connecting with residents and small business owners, and really taking in this opportunity to see something that I've never seen. I was born in 1973. I was six when the last one occurred. It wasn't on my mind at the time, clearly. But I will be in Carbondale with the rest and look forward to welcoming the hundreds of thousands of individuals from around the world that will descend on Southern Illinois.
We hope you enjoy it on the 21st of August. Corey Joe, thanks so much for being with us and filling us in. We'll put the information that you're imparting on our website at stopublicradio.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.